MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Turning now with Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss. Gary, appreciate your early morning time. Standard Bank trading update yesterday. Truthfully, very, very short. Not very much to it, just except to say that they're going to be about, on the headline earnings, 40 to 50% lower. I got to, they do a nine-month update because of the 20% that the ICBC holds in the business. I was expecting a little better. This looked a smidge light to me, or am I missing something here?
No, I think it was a little bit light. Yeah, light in detail, but then also light in what the earnings are going to say. So, as you say, this is really an update on the more detailed update that we had on the 30th of November. But mm-hmm. if you look at SBG, which is Standard Bank's own research team, they were expecting earnings down around 38%, and the range is now 40 to 50% down. So, I think was certainly a miss on expectations, the update. We'll obviously get a lot more information from the bank on the 11th of March when they report. But yeah, if we just go back to that update on the 30th of November 2020. They're just saying, I mean, there's obviously an incredible amount of pressure in the business at the moment, and a lot of this is going to be more short-term because of the coronavirus. They've identified pockets of pressure in their business, especially in their personal and business banking segment, where they've had a lot of requests for relief. And of course, they're a bank. They're a rent seeker. They're well-regulated. They don't, they can't be, creating record profits when an economy is under pressure like this. It's just not possible, especially when you've got the Reserve Bank coming in and being very strict on the way that they pay out their dividends and the way that they operate their business. What was interesting in that note, though, is that in their CIB, which is their more the commercial and investment banking unit, the requests for relief have actually tapered off. So that was kind of positive in that update. But as you say, I mean, it's a difficult environment for them at the moment. And, while the Reserve Bank has now said that, the Prudential Authority has said that they can obviously pay dividends again, it remains to be seen. There was no detail in that update whether they'll be paying a final dividend.
Yep, we'll wait and see on that. I take your point. They're not going to be doing booming profits in a pandemic year. Markets, as I was prepping for this interview yesterday, we were at record highs. Market turned south. But if I look more broadly, and I mentioned in the update, I mean, markets are stuttering a little bit, especially NASDAQ. I mean, do we worry or do we carry on?
It's a good question. So I think it depends what you're holding. I think
it's a good answer.
Honestly, if you look at what's happening in markets, and I mean, I can only give you our view and what we're doing on our portfolio. So, as you know, we went very overweight financial exposure, U.S. financial exposure, which we've been very happy with. We've now slowly started to lighten that. Now, we were also overweight oil and gas about 6 months ago, which mm-hmm. we've lightened very, very recently. And now we're looking at this, we're kind of almost waiting for this tech sell-off to give us some more opportunities. And I think there are going to be a lot of opportunities coming because, when you look at the NASDAQ specifically, it's nosebleed PEs at the moment. Yeah. They're pricing in just incredible growth from these companies. But I think the nature of tech is changing. So, would I be buying Tesla or DocuSign or Zoom at these levels? Probably not. I think they could, if you are holding those, maybe it's time to panic and panic early. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at some of the more established players, things like Google, if we do see a more protracted sell-off, especially in tech, as we see a little bit of a rotation out of it, I think it'll probably be a good opportunity to start accumulating. We still like some of the more established players. And then if you look at tech specifically as well, one of the other points I just like to make is that, when people think tech, they think communications tech. And that's really where the gains have been, over the last couple of years, maybe the last five to 10 years even. Tech, I still think, is an incredibly exciting sector, but you've got to look to what are the future tech, the future inventions that are going to drive profits. And that, for us, is not necessarily communications tech. It's not going to be Zoom video communications. It's going to be biotech. It's going to be, autonomous driving, mobility. And one of the interesting sectors that we've picked up is maybe looking at some of the more traditional international car players, things like Ford, which are trading on very low multiples compared to something like Tesla, but are definitely making the transition into an autonomous driving future. So that's kind of how we're thinking about markets at the moment. You know, difficult to call an overall index level, but definitely pockets of value starting to appear. That's kind of where our head is.
And I like your point about Ford. I mean, those are boring at this point, but, you know, let's roll forward 10 years. There will be tech stocks as well. Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, appreciate your early morning, sir. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 30. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA, authorized financial service provider, license number 50483.